Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Midwest Madness, your true crime, cult, conspiracy, and cryptid podcast. I'm Emily.
And I'm Danielle. What was the other one we added?
Legends. Legends and lore.
Ooh, that makes it sound really fancy.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's what I'm doing. I was like, I know we added another one occasionally in there.
Yeah. After the treasure thing.
Yes.
So, just a quick reminder, this episode is also going to be shorter.
Yep.
Due to it being Mother's Day when we are recording this.
Yes.
So we can go spend time with our mother.
We probably should have planned better, but we didn't. It's fine.
Why would we need to plan better?
Well, because then we wouldn't have had to do this today. We could have done it a different day.
Yeah.
You're crazy busy this month, though, so I don't think any other day would have really made a difference.
Nope. Would not. I wouldn't have had a day that, like, we would have been able to do it before.
Right.
So, yeah.
It is what it is.
Summer's hard. Summer gets really busy, so.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you're busy all the way into
I'm busy July, every weekend until after the 4th of July almost at this
that
point.
That is truly wild.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I did schedule a few days for myself.
Okay, good.
Some of those days I don't actually have things going on, but I was like,
I'm not doing
it. Put it in there like a me day, so.
Good. That's really smart. That's healthy.
Yeah.
Because like sometimes it can feel like a lot, especially when you're working a full work week and then, you know, like, if you had a day off, it'd be a little, like, different.
It's all fun stuff, too. It's not like it's hard, but.
Right, but
it just gets overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah, and you just need a little break.
Yeah, so.
And your boy likes to hang out with you at home sometimes.
Sometimes. He prefers it here.
Well, I mean, Grandma and Grandpa have a pool.
Yeah.
So, not that he uses it, but, you know.
Let's do this.
Okay, so, my story is in Wisconsin.
Yep.
In 1962, Audrey Backberg was 20 years old and a mother of two. It sounds like she has a son and a daughter. There was not a lot of information on mine either, which is kind of why it's
shorter.
I know her son was about two, so I don't know if he was older or if the daughter was older, but he was around two when she went missing.
Okay.
So Audrey and the family babysitter had hitchhiked to Madison, Wisconsin from Reedsburg, Wisconsin, where they lived. And then they had taken a Greyhound bus down to Indianapolis, Indiana. The babysitter, who is unnamed in every source I found, they just called her the babysitter. She said that she saw Audrey walk around the corner and away from the bus stop. So Audrey had been married for 5 years to a man named Robert Backberg, which you heard right. She was 15 years old at the time of her marriage.
Gross.
Yeah. And it was rumored that the two did not have a healthy relationship, which, like, honestly, no shocker there.
Yeah.
How
could you even?
Right. Like, you're.
Think about yourself at 15.
Oh, my God. A literal child.
Oh, my God. I was so annoying.
Oh, God. We all are. Because I remember one time Allie and I went somewhere and there's a group of teenage girls just like screaming and running around. And I was like, I know they're annoying, but remember that was once you. Like, you don't think you were.
I know.
But you were so annoying.
So annoying.
Because I was so annoying.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't help it. You're just annoying.
I think about Mom and I'm like, you were a saint.
Oh, God, yeah. Because you and Allie are so close in age. Like, you got out of the annoying and then Allie rolled right into it. You know?
Yeah.
So she had a little break between me and you. Not enough.
Yeah.
But, oof, yeah. So there were also some rumors and allegations of abuse in their marriage. So not like a super healthy thing at all. The babysitter stated that Audrey, quote, chose to leave of her own accord and said she would not return, end quote. But her family members could not believe that. And it was mainly the fact that they said she would never abandon her children and told police that it would, quote, never happen, end quote. So, of course, police suspected Ronald, even if Audrey went missing nearly 400 miles away from where they were living. They gave him a polygraph exam and he did pass. So, you know, again, as always, we take that with a grain of salt, but this was 1962. Yeah. So, The case went cold shortly after her disappearance, which is, again, not surprising because she just, like, walked around the corner and the last person that knew who she was lost sight of her, you know? And it's, again, 1962.
Right.
So it's not like she had a cell phone with her or
cameras,
TVs, or anything, you know?
Yeah.
So.
With Ring, it is quite insane that people can still go missing to this day.
Right, that people just vanish. It's crazy. Like that one that you did in the bar.
Yeah.
With the escalator.
Yeah, the Columbus, Ohio one.
Yeah, blows my mind. I just don't understand.
I have a theory that we could actually solve all these missing people cases, but you would have, the right people would have to, all the pieces would have to align.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're telling, we all know that there's enough surveillance in this world.
Right.
That all these cases could probably be solved.
Right. Yeah. I think you're not wrong.
I'm probably not far off.
No. It's just, the timing and making sure things that need to happen when they need to happen. Well, right.
It's government agencies would all have to agree. And
right.
We know that's just not right. How government agencies work. So.
No. Checks and balances, I guess.
Let's keep going.
So, in 2025, when the Sauk County Sheriff's Office started going through their cold cases, they assigned a cold case detective named Isaac Hansen to Audrey's case. During that reevaluation of all the evidence in the case, they reviewed some of the surviving witnesses and all the case files they had. Her husband, Ronald, had passed away in 2006, and so had her son in 1990. He died in a drowning accident. But while doing all this, Audrey was found alive.
What? Wait.
Yeah, this is that one that just happened.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I just saw this.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
I wanted to do it because I was like, I need to know more.
Yep.
So
she was, okay.
Yeah, so Detective Hansen said that the process started with combing through records. One that he ended up finding, was an arrest record that he suspected was Audrey. So Detective Hansen contacted her family, specifically a sister. She has a living sister in the area that the arrest is from, and that sister had been collecting materials about her family's lives over the last, decades. And she also had an ancestry profile, which had other family records on it. And then he connected with local police, and then local police went to the address that he had found for Audrey, and the details matched up, so date of birth, her name, her, where she had lived before, all that kind of stuff, it matched up.
I'm glad no one was arrested for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, within 10 minutes of local police making contact, Detective Hansen was talking to Audrey.
Wow.
Now, all of this sounds like it was pretty easy, but realistically, some of the biggest challenges had actually come from the police themselves. They had been using microfilm in the 1960s, and so in the early 2000s, they started to digitize a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that if it wasn't something that pertained to a felony or an open case, some of the information was just like, oh, well, we don't really need this anymore.
Mm.
And so some of the stuff that he might have needed, he didn't have anymore because her case was a cold case and it wasn't technically a felony because no body, no crime.
Yeah.
You know. So police say that Audrey was, quote, happy and had no regrets, end quote, about her decision to leave her family back in 1962.
Wasn't it, abusive or something?
Yeah, that allegedly. They alleged that it was an abusive relationship. Yeah. So, we can't really know exactly what was going on, but if that's what was best for her, good for her.
Yeah.
So. Do you want me to do my sources? The dog.
Yeah. She just had to, wind herself up.
Yeah, she does that. That's cute. Those poor little old hips.
Okay. Yeah, sources.
Sources were TheIndependent.com, FoxNews.com, WMTV15News.com, and I think it's an L, LBC.co.uk.
All right. Our socials are MW Madness Podcast on Instagram and Gmail, and Midwest Madness Podcast Group on Facebook. Yes. All right. Everybody, have a great Memorial weekend.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. That means I have like 2 weeks of school left.
I hope you enjoy some sunshine and some outdoor time and some family time.
Yes.
Or no family time, if that's what you prefer.
You know what? Do whatever you got to do.
All right, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Bye.